G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Line season 2017. The season is drawing to a halt rapidly for those on the Hawthorn bandwagon. Don't even care what happens in September 2017, you can fuck right off as far as I'm concerned. Not even because of the football. I've done my ass on this column and 3 weeks to make some sponge back. Have a bit of a gouge at the bookies, so I'm going to rip into it this week.
Yeah, they've got a few this week and a few games where final spots and spots within the eight and positioning particularly around the top four are up for grabs. Speaking of which, we kick things off on Friday night at the Docklands with the Western Bulldogs and GWS. The Dogs getting about one goal start, total points line mid-170s.
I'm with the Giants in this game. They showed some really good form last week. Given that they had their three leading goal scorers out, and yes, it was probably only really 20 minutes of frenetic football, the conditions didn't really allow for that sort of stuff, so they got that lead with 20 minutes worth of just really expansive, hard-running football, and then they protected it from that point on. I think across every line of the ground, they've got the Bulldogs covered. Probably not sure whether or not, well, obviously Cameron definitely won't be back in this week, and I think Green's still got a week on his suspension. Patton should come back this week, which will at least give him a target, which he needed, Eddie had. But yeah, I just think across the board, the run and drive, and it looks like the Giants have got a bit of belief back, and they're starting to really try and hit their straps after what's been a bit of a mid-season lull. Dogs have been playing good footy, but again, they have been a step off.
Mm.
And I think the fact that their defence...
Does the matchup worry you? Just because the Dogs earlier in the year were in that same spot that they were at. They looked a few goals worse than GWS on paper and should have won that game.
Yeah, look...
That's the one thing that's tipped me out of betting this game.
It probably should worry me a little bit, but I think at this stage of the season, previous form probably doesn't... Like, previous matchups 15 weeks ago don't really mean a great deal.
Who's just more who's got momentum?
I think so, and I just don't see the Bulldogs' defensive makeup being able to stop GWS from scoring.
Mm.
So for me, that was enough. Less than a kick in it. I think that probably the Giants by two or three goals, not a blowout, but
enough that you'd be taking, you'd be laying a goal then.
Yeah, definitely for mine.
Well, it's a no bet game for me, mainly on the back of that head to head history. And having stepped into GW minus the last time they played at Manuka and never looked like covering. Interestingly, too, two of the last three head-to-head totals have been low 170s, so this mid-170s line, I think, is spot on. So it's a pretty easy walk away for me. We move to Saturday afternoon. We're at the SCG for Sydney and Frio. The Swans laying about eight goals, total points line mid-170s.
It's a big line, isn't it? Frio have been okay without being... well-beating. Obviously, Sydney are doing their thing and did a number on Geelong last week. They're still a I guess a mathematical chance of making the four if results go their way. So Sydney to win comfortably, but eight goals against a team that really does try and bottle, I think, is probably a little bit too much. So I'll pretty easy walk away.
I'm going to lay the points here.
Oh!
A rarity for me to lay something of this size.
I reckon 8 years we've been doing this. This is the first time he's laid more than 20 points.
Yep. When favoured by seven goals or more and coming off the last start win, Swans have done that 11 times in the last 5 years. They've covered eight of them. They've actually won all 11 games by more than 40 points. So the three they've missed by a bee's dick.
Well, there you go.
Frio, rarely big... underdogs on the road off a win. When that happens, they don't cover. Swans beat them by 15 goals at Subi last year, and they're just ominous.
All signs point to points. This is amazing. You listeners, you're obviously not viewers, but listeners, you have no idea how much this warms my heart. Because I've been carrying this buddy show for the last better part of a decade, taking on big lines and hanging the ass out there. The big fella's finally on board. And I tell you what, if he gets this one up, you wait and see next week. There'll be 15 bets on. Beautiful.
Oh, look, for the general listening pleasure, almost, next week you want to get amongst it.
Oh, you've almost got me keen to back bet you. This is amazing.
Second of the Saturday afternoon games, we're at Cadinia Park for Geelong and Richmond. Cats getting about a goal. Total points line, high 150s.
Yeah. I obviously the Cats with a start makes a little bit of sense, but given that there's no Selwood, he's out possibly for the year,
yeah,
depending on who you listen to, probably won't play again this year. If they don't win a final, he definitely won't play again this year. They were ordinary last week, weren't they?
They were. Sydney occasionally had their number, though.
Yeah.
Sydney got them a big one in the prelim last year. I'm with the Cats.
You like the Cats?
For a couple of reasons. They've won the last five head-to-head. A lot of close scoring games in that. Interestingly, though, Richmond actually jumped one of those games as favourite and got rolled.
Yeah.
Cats as small home dogs. Terrific record off a loss as well. Tigers don't like closing games out.
Yeah, that's fair.
They get in these games. I actually marked this. I thought this would be Geelong goal to goal and a half favourites. And if it was two goals, I would have taken Tigers plus. I think this is a game where you take the points if there are points on offer.
There's been a lot of chat about Richmond and how they're trying to keep a lid on it. And
if the lid is off.
If you've ever met a Richmond supporter, yeah, you know the lid's been off all bloody year since round one.
Tigers, this is a Tigers going to tie game. Well, they either win it after the siren or they piss it away in the last minute. And either way, I want the points.
I like the way the Cats structure up defensively against Richmond style of football. That fast, free-flowing style of football where you really try and break the lines. Richmond did a number on Hawthorn last week.
Yep.
Refute me if you will, if Luke Hodge was playing, Hawthorn would have won that game. I have absolutely no doubt about that. They were rudderless in defence. There was no structure. And Richmond kicked 8 goals out the back.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen when you've got a leader in your defensive unit who can position your players. You might get 1 or 2. You don't get 8 or 9 goals out the back. No. And that won't happen against Geelong.
And supporting that point, 5 of the last 6 totals between these sides have gone sub 165, including all of the last 3. Ordinarily, late season, high 150s, I'm steaming into the over for a day game. But I think this is about right.
Yeah,
and I think if it's that low scoring, suddenly a goal and a bit, I'm taking the points. I don't think Geelong get beaten at KP 2 weeks in a row.
Yep, that's a good call. That's a good call. You nearly talked me into it. I'll revisit.
Okay. We should be able to hoon through this game pretty quickly. We're at the Gabba for Brisbane and the Gold Coast in the Twilight game. Lions laying a goal and a half, total points line, high 190s, and I'm not interested.
I'm not too interested either. I am interested in having a very brief discussion that Jonathan Brown has called Brisbane Lions the next destination club of the AFL, where...
What is that, where the Gold Coast going to get merged or something? I thought
that's what he was talking about. But actually, no, he's talking about where free agents will want to go to enjoy premiership success. They've got some talent on their list.
They've got a shitload of
development to do before they get there. I think they're 3 years away from playing finals if they can keep this group together.
And would you rather be on that list or would you rather be on a Melbourne or St Kilda list that has a fair bit of young talent floating around and doesn't play in Brisbane?
If you're a Victorian, the place you want to be is probably Carlton, to be honest. Melbourne have got a great list, but you're not going to come into the Melbourne Football Club as a 27-year-old free agent at the peak of your powers and command $1 million a year because they won't have the cap space.
Yeah.
And I don't think St Kilda will either. So I think Carlton's probably your destination club for the Victorians that want to be part of something building. But we digress.
We don't think it's Brisbane.
Well, so this is why. Yeah, it's Brisbane versus Gold Coast. We haven't ever mentioned Gold Coast between us in that entire.
No. What do you? Well, you know, new coach. What the hell do you do? Interim coach.
Well, and that's the thing. I mean,
I think they could go anywhere this week.
I think Brisbane will win this game.
I hope Brisbane win. I quite like where they're going.
So, as do I. But as you say, coach out the door. History will tell you that the team usually comes out and pulls everyone's pants down.
But who knows with the Gold Coast right now.
Fuck you to the coach. Like, why didn't you do that last week, you prick?
Yeah.
But anyway, who cares?
No bet.
Literally, who cares?
Yeah. Saturday night, we're at the Docklands for Essendon and Adelaide. Bombers getting about 3 goals. Total points line, a tick over 200.
Yeah, I actually thought this was a little bit weak, this line, given how well Adelaide played last week in the wet. They're scary at the moment with what they've got forward. And there's a lot to like about Essendon. I mean, they were disappointing last week. They, at quarter time, they were on track to win that game by 100 points. And they kicked three goals in the next 70 minutes of football, which was disgraceful. If it wasn't for McDonald, Tip and Goody, they would have lost that game. Nothing sure. And potentially Levi Casbolt being a spastic.
He was due to go back.
I tell you what, if Essendon play like they did against Carlton post quarter time,
we'll get murdered.
Adelaide will win by 20 goals.
Yeah,
they're that good at the moment.
Yep.
And I don't. Obviously, you get yourself up for the big games. It'll be interesting to see. But I thought mid 20s was low. So I'm gonna lay the points. I've been riding the Essendon train most of the way through, but I think there is still a significant gap between the Crows of the world and those contending for seventh and eighth spots.
So. And again, I mean, this head-to-head, I watched the game at the Adelaide Oval earlier in the year. I thought we were all right. We got beaten 11 goals.
Yeah, exactly.
And that could easily happen again.
Exactly.
You flip it a bit for home field advantage. Could play a pretty decent game, get beaten 6 or 7 goals.
I remember talking to you after that game, and you said, as an Essendon supporter, I was pretty happy with our effort and our intensity in that
game. I think we'll win this one.
You got beat with 70 points.
Yeah, and so we won the next week.
Yeah, exactly right. So, look, happy to lay that.
Yeah. Obviously, I can't lay the points. I very nearly took the over. Last three head-to-head have all gone past 200. It's more, I think, about what Essendon kick. There's enough in that to worry me out of it, but I think there's only one line you can take, and I think it's the minus, and I think there's only one point you can take, and that's the over.
Yep.
But neither for me. Second of the Saturday night games. It's 5:40 start over in the West for the Eagles and Carlton at Subiaco. Eagles laying about 5.5 goals. Total points line around the 160 mark.
Yeah, regardless of and we all know, West Coast at home against shit teams win by lots.
Yep.
I'm not sure you can quite put Carlton into that category of team that they do that to, purely because of the way they're playing their football now, where it's all about negating space and trying to clog up the game. And similar to Melbourne, where a couple of years ago, where it's, I don't care if we only kick 40 points as long as we only get beaten by 3 goals.
You know what I mean?
So it's that sort of mentality they have at the moment. But West Coast just do numbers on people, don't they?
I'm in the minus here.
Yeah, you've got to take it, don't you?
Yeah.
You've got to take it.
I mean, the way this line's priced, 95 to 60, or 96-66, 6 goals would be minus and under.
Yeah.
I could absolutely believe 96-60, and I could believe if it's going to go any... I don't think Carlton will kick any more than that.
I don't see where that score comes from.
Yeah.
No, you're right.
Eagles covered 14 of the last 19 as favourites of more than 5 goals, covered 23 of the last 30 at home. Last time they played head-to-head there, it was 11 goals to the Eagles. I think this line's goal and a half to 2 goals light.
Yep.
And I'm going to take the minus.
I'm with you.
Sunday afternoon, huge game in the context of the eight. We're at the MCG for Melbourne and St Kilda. D's laying about a goal, total points line low 170s.
You're dead right. It is a massive game in the context in that battle for
losers in deep shit.
Losers done. Loser can't make the finals. That's pretty
well, especially if it's St Kilda. I think Melbourne are a fraction. What's the percentage like now? Melbourne a fraction better than the percentage?
I think they are.
Or is it pretty immaterial?
I don't think percentage will come into it if you get 12 wins. I don't think either of their percentages will come into it if they finish with 12 wins.
Yep.
So both of these sides need to trump home. And winner probably has a rails run to eighth.
Yep.
And the loser is probably organising Mad Monday, I would imagine. Yep. That in mind, I'm happy to sit this one out. It's going to be a cracking game to watch, but there's just so much to play for. I think that throws too many variables into the equation. Everything's in play.
Yeah. I really struggled with this one. Melbourne won by 5 goals earlier in the year, and I still feel like they're the better team. If both play to an 8 out of 10 level, Melbourne win.
Yeah.
But Melbourne have covered 3 of their last 14 as home favourites. St Kilda rarely play the G, but have covered up their last 3 there. A bit of forecast for rain around, otherwise I'd have happily taken the over. The recent head-to-head history is pretty high scoring, albeit most of that at the Docklands, but there's enough in the forecast that that low 170s line is actually a bit of a trap to my mind, and it's a no play for me.
Yep.
Second of Saturday afternoon games, we're down in Tasmania for Hawthorn and North Melbourne. Hawks laying about 5 goals, total points line mid-180s.
You're surprised when I saw this line. I thought the teams are probably a little bit more evenly matched than that. North Melbourne, they're just pretty up and down, aren't they? I mean, Hawthorn were ordinary last week, but they missed Hodge. Hodge back in makes a massive difference with the direction to that young team. Mm. Positionally as much as anything else. If he never got a kick, he'd be worth 5 or 6 goals to the team.
He's a non-field coach.
Well, exactly right. So that's be his last game in Tassie. Mm. So whether or not that means a pinch of shit, I don't know. I think Hawthorn will win.
I mean, it probably does now. It's the Luke Hodge farewell tour, not the let's see if we can wrangle 8th and do some damage from there.
Yeah, exactly right. So, look, I think Hawthorn will win. North Melbourne put up a good account of themselves. Mm. So they generally have good contests, these two teams. Usually a little bit spiteful as well. Hopefully no one gets rubbed out. No one named Luke anyway. I don't care about anyone else. But, look, it is one of those things. I think the line is a little bit too much, but if the wrong North Melbourne turns up, then North
are a bit temperamental in these circumstances.
Well, you don't use the tanking word. Apparently, that's sacrilege to say that. But
they beat Melbourne.
You just wonder what they're playing for at the moment, North Melbourne. So it's
a few blokes playing for spots on lists. That might be about it.
I think so, but how many of those blokes are actually playing in the teams? That's the thing. Like, there's, both sides are... Well, Hawthorn have obviously got their injury worries, but all of their injuries are to key personnel. So there's a few young blokes out there trying to make their name, as there is with North Melbourne. Mm. They had 4 or 5 blokes play last week I don't think I'd ever seen before. But, interesting game of football, but I expect it to probably be a pretty scrappy affair. So
If anything,
potentially unders as you play in this one, but...
Especially with the Tassie weather, who knows how that's going to play out. There's too many variables in this for me. Neither side's got anything left to play for. This is an easy walk away.
Yeah, spot on.
Sunday twilight game at the Adelaide Oval for Port Adelaide and Collingwood. Port laying a little over 3 goals. Total points line, high 170s.
Another interesting line, given how woeful Port Adelaide were last week. Bookies are obviously expecting them to have got a fair rubbing on the track this week and come out fired up. They're still in the mix for top 4, so they cannot afford to lose this game, and they need to win it. Their percentage is good, so they don't need to win it comfortably. They just need to win.
Yeah.
So if anything, that probably speaks to the minus to a degree, because Collingwood, again, have been in pretty good form.
Mm.
Collingwood's form since they couldn't make the 8.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Has been fantastic, which...
You said it a couple of weeks ago, they're going to start winning these games just to piss off their fans that they could have, would have, should have made the 8 and they didn't.
Mate, they've been doing it for as long as I can remember. As soon as it's mathematically impossible for them to make the 8, they just go on a run. It's like, oh yeah, no pressure. How easy is this game?
Yep.
Fantastic. I'm not going to bet this game. If I was going to bet it, I would probably lay the points, but... I would probably take the points, but there's just Port Adelaide, I think, coming off the performance they put out there last week, they're too good a team, too good a personnel across the park for that not to sting and come out full of momentum. Mm. So it'll be interesting to see what sort of number they come up with, but wouldn't be surprised if they put a big one on. Mm.
I'm going to have the Pies plus here.
Ooh.
Covered 8 of their last 11 as underdogs on the road. 9 of their last 10 when they've gotten 3 goals or more. They play up and down to the level of their opponent.
Yep.
They're horrible favourites and fantastic underdogs of any margin. And I watched that Port game last week and they were fucking awful.
Yeah. I didn't watch a lot of it, but... Oh, goodness me.
They were so far off the pace. And at some point, while they've got to make a statement to get back into it, they know they've been getting hosed by every good side. At what point do you start to think, Shit, we're in the finals to make up the numbers. Yeah. We can't actually match motors with these good sides.
Yeah.
We'll get a finals game, maybe two.
Yeah.
But that's it.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
So I'm not sure they've got... If they're really honest with themselves, I'm not actually sure they've got huge amounts to play for.
Mm.
Finals still matter, but they're not in the premiership race. And the Pies are surprisingly honest and surprisingly good at the back end of seasons when it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, just to... You know what? Just to wind out the weekend, I'm going to lay the points. Just so we can go head-to-head. I think Port Adelaide's defensive unit is too strong for Collingwood's attack.
So I can just see this turning a really scrappy 80-70, ugly as sin type thing.
60-20. that's your Sunday twilight setup. That's what we've come to know and love. God, I hope I'm asleep, to be honest.
Oh, there we go. Total of 4 for me this week. I'm going to lay 8 goals with the Swans. Geelong at the plus, West Coast at the minus, Collingwood at the plus.
And I think I wound up with 4 as well. I think I've gone all the big boys, all the faves this week. I've got GW minus, Adelaide minus, West Coast minus, and Port at the minus.
There we go. Good luck and good punting, folks.